What do you think about the spark thing, so to speak? The other paper you mentioned with the trastuzumab by Revsky actually looked at spark with IHC. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a really intriguing concept, but I think the data set is rather modest so far. So in Revsky's trial, this was a phase 2 study of neoadjuvant Abraxane, carboplatin, bevacizumab, and trastuzumab for HER2-positive breast cancer. And this was work from the Sarah Cannon group. The primary objective was to assess the PCR rate and obviously also to look at the feasibility of this approach. And I think the trial had a strong rationale based on randomized data showing the benefit of adding carboplatin to paclitaxel and trastuzumab. That's Nick Robert's work. Other phase 2 data from Mark Pegram showing the feasibility of combining these two antibodies, bevacizumab and trastuzumab, in HER2-positive disease. Also, our own data from Memorial looking at weekly Abraxane dosing with carboplatin and Herceptin as a first-line therapy for HER2-positive disease. And all we could really say in this modest-sized trial was that the regimen was, as you would expect, quite active. The PCR rate was 10 out of 15, or 67%, actually 10 out of 20 if you do an intent-to-treat analysis. There was a group of patients in whom immunohistochemical testing for SPARC was performed. 11 out of 15 patients who had SPARC overexpressing breast cancer responded, 4 out of 15 whose tumors did not. And again, this is a very small subset analysis, and it's going to take a lot more data to convince me that SPARC will select patients who might benefit.
Yeah, you're being kind to call this modestly powered.
This is
unpowered.
Basically. This is an unpowered.
What do you think about the SPARC thing, Dan? I mean, not so much in this study, but in general.
I really have had a difficult time getting my hands around whether SPARC is or is not important in regards to nab-paclitaxel. I mean, in theory it is, but I can't tell if it's prognostic or if it's really specific to this drug. George, you may have looked at it more than I have, but in the Southwest Oncology Group, we're actually starting a trial, a neoadjuvant trial in locally advanced breast cancer patients. It'll be a couple hundred patients, and we're going to look at SPARC, but the trouble is they're all going to get nab-paclitaxel, so it's hard for me to tell whether it's going to
be. One of the problems I think so far is a lot of this work has come from the same investigator in the same laboratory, and I think many people who want to believe the SPARC story carry some weight would like to see the SPARC staining and correlative work done in other laboratories.
Can you explain what it is and why it supposedly should make it more effective?
My understanding is it has to do with the albumin binding properties, right? And so it's allegedly a receptor for albumin binding. So therefore,
in the tumor,
it becomes the target for nab-paclitaxel. I certainly would not withhold, if you thought nab-paclitaxel was a good thing to use for a patient for whatever reason, I certainly wouldn't withhold it based on SPARC staining. You probably can't get it done anyway, so it's not an issue. But a lot more work needs to be done as to whether it's really going to be predictive or not.